top of that, Ma, I get a hold of this. This comes out, and you don't have any bags. You just wash this and stick it back in there.
That's a Regina, what now?
Regina. And this, right here, these little things get up in the corners. See, you can push them to that way where they're regular, and then you can push them to get up in the edges. What it does is gives a harder suction and gets up in the corners better.
Oh, that's neat.
That's the first thing I've ever had that I didn't have to lie down on my side and get back of the dogs. And of course, the very back, I still have to, but so I said this was a lifesaver. Because I need it now.
Yeah.
And the man's promised to come clean my rugs, and he hasn't been here.
Well, it's hard to get people these days.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to say, I don't want to do anything, you know. If they can stay away, they're going to stay away. You don't have enough stairs in this house, do you?
I have an attic stairs. Mm-hmm.
How do you get up there?
From right by the kitchen door.
You're probably thinking to come out here and rob you.
I paid the boy to clean the attic out for me, to clean the attic good, and so helped me. He spent the day up there opening boxes and going through things, and it looks worse than it did before he started.
How old was he?
15. But he was used to doing housework.
Never put anything there?
Had bedspread, thread that Mother him had made these spreads out of.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all that thread sitting out there on the floor. And I said, well, why did you go into the boxes? I said, you didn't need to move the box. Open the boxes, all you needed to do was move them and clean. And had the vacuum up there and never had used the vacuum. And then he broke my light that hangs, has a wire thing around. It's about this big, about this big at the top, and then it's good. Use a great big bulb. You can hang it up all over any place you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke the bulb in there, so I haven't had it fixed. My nephew told me not to touch it because he was afraid I'd get shocked or something.
Yeah.
Said when he got back from his vacation, he'd fix
it. Was the rubber broken in some way, or the cord broken in some way?
He just broke the globe.
Mm.
And how, I don't know, because it had all that wire around it. He just laid it on something sharp, I guess. And had taken my fishing rods down and all that kind of stuff, and all that bedspread thread laying out on the
floor. What were you
floor.
Paying for then?
Well, he just went in there, he was just nosy and went in all the boxes instead of, course I had hats in some, and I had, in the cedar chest, I had all that thread and stuff in there.
Oh, sometimes it just doesn't pay you.
Sometimes it doesn't pay to be alive when you're having work done.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I'm just kidding. But that's the way it makes you feel sometimes. When that man painted my windows black, I nearly died.
Mm-hmm.
My attorney was here, as I told you. He was my neighbor for 12 years. And he's just like my adopted son.
Mm-hmm.
And he came by, and I had called him and told him, I said, sometime when you have time, I just want you to come by. And I was crying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I'll be by in a day or two. I have to go to court.